Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 57 of the Private Labeler Show. Hopefully you're having a terrific day. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you. And hopefully your Q4 has been rocking. I know mine has been. And it's kind of coming to a crash and burn here. It seems like we're right on the doorstep of Christmas Eve and Christmas as I record this. So really looking forward to 2017. I just know it's going to be bigger and better. And hopefully you guys are looking forward to that as well, as far as setting some goals and making it happen in 2017 as we close out 2016. So I got something really awesome that I wanted to share with you guys. And again, I'm just kind of off the top of my head here. I want to share some experiences with you guys that I've been having in regards to driving external traffic to my Amazon products and to my Shopify store, utilizing influencer marketing and utilizing external traffic from other people's audiences online, okay? So influencer marketing, I don't know, hopefully you guys understand what I just meant by that, but it's essentially just utilizing people that have a following or have influence over their audiences. Let's say on like YouTube as an example, utilizing their audiences and networking with these content creators on, let's say, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Vine, Snapchat, whatever, utilizing their audiences and having them actually promote, review, unbox, mention, whatever it might be, just promote my products in some way and drive traffic to my listings. So that's what I've been kind of up to the past few weeks and few months. And I just wanted to walk you through what I did kind of in a basic sense and show you how you too should also be doing that. Even if you have just one product, if you don't have any products, don't worry, put this in your back pocket. Worry about this in 2017 as you kind of get your feet wet. But even if you have one product, or maybe you got multiple products, if you're not utilizing these strategies of external traffic through influencer marketing, through other people's audiences, I think you're making a big mistake. And it's not something you have to do right this second, but I'm just saying this should be definitely on everybody's radar in 2017. For me, it's a way for me to not only make more money because I can drive more traffic to my product listings, but it's a way for me to kind of spread my brand awareness out there online and to grow my audience, utilizing other people's audiences that they've already built, okay? So what I did, and I'm not going to go into massive detail on this. If you guys got specific questions, join us in our Facebook group, search us manually, or just go to privatelabelershow.com/FB, ask in the Facebook group if I gloss over anything, because this really could be like a 2-hour long podcast the way I see it. There's a lot of things I could cover, but I'm just going to go with this in a real basic sense just to give you some actionable, quick actionable steps on things that you can do. So what I did, I focused on YouTube first. I wanted to connect with YouTube channels and YouTube influencers that had audiences that were similar to my audience, okay? So whatever audience you have, whatever niche you're in, whatever categories you're in, certainly and more than likely there are influencers on YouTube that you can network with and have them create content, do a review, an unboxing, a giveaway, a promotion, or whatever to their audiences and drive traffic to your listing. So all I did is I pulled up YouTube and I spent like a day doing this, like maybe a day or two. I found all of the influencers or the YouTube channels that created content in my niche. And I made sure that these channels were actually relevant now, that they were still putting out content, that they had a decent amount of subscribers, that when they put out a video, people actually engaged with it. So I wasn't just picking any YouTube channel in my niche, okay? I did a little due diligence to make sure it was really worth my time. So, 'cause oddly, sometimes people with large YouTube channels that might have like 50,000 subscribers or more or whatever, they barely put out videos, or it might have been 6 months since they put out a video. So you want to make sure you just kind of check these things out. And the reason why I chose YouTube is just because it's video, and video works. Video is amazing for marketing, and video is in right now. And I just figured I'd start out with one platform. I could have went to Instagram people. I could have went to all these other platforms, but I just chose YouTube just to start out with because I know my audience is there. And more than likely, your customers or your audience are there as well. So you got to double check that. But so I went there, just did a search, made a list of a whole bunch of different potential people I could reach out to that had YouTube channels, and simply just started sending off some emails. And I would just reach out to these influencers, these YouTube channel people individually, telling them I like their channels. Hey, I really thought this was great. And just introduced them, said, hey, I'm, you know, the owner of XYZ brand or company. Here's my website. Here's my Amazon site. And I really think that we could connect and do some, you know, cool stuff together. I have some products that your viewers, your audience might be interested in. You know, would you be up for a giveaway, for an unboxing, for a review? Would you like to create some content around my product and or products, whatever you want to do? And that way, it's like a mutually beneficial relationship. Their audience would get, you know, maybe a product out of it. They'd get some content ideas. It's kind of goodwill on both parts. You obviously get brand recognition. You get links to your Amazon listings, all that cool stuff. So there's a lot of different things you can do. So I sent off maybe, I don't know, about 20 emails, okay? It's kind of a numbers game. And I sent off a bunch of emails, tried to customize each email as much as I could so that they'd actually read it. Because these YouTube influencers, they do get a ton of people hitting them up for business opportunities since they have the audiences, things like that. But if you go on, actually, if you go on anybody's YouTube page and you click on the About tab, it'll generally tell you if they're interested in being contacted for promotional opportunities to help, you know, your business drive sales to their product, things like that, to do reviews, you know, unboxings, giveaways. So just look on the About tab. It'll usually give their email address. That's where you get it. If not, you can pretty easily search online and find it if they have a website as well or whatever. So you just got to find their email addresses, send off those emails, and it's a numbers game. You're going to get a handful of responses back. So maybe if you send out 20 emails, maybe you get 4 or 5 people that are interested, YouTube people that are interested in, you know, talking more with you about just whatever. Maybe they like to do unboxings. Maybe they like to do product reviews, detailed product reviews. Maybe they like to do giveaways. You just have to kind of connect with them. So what I did is the first person that actually responded back, she was very interested in doing a giveaway. So she wanted to do a giveaway to her audience. Her audience was growing, and she thought it would be kind of cool to spread some product to her audience because she was trying to grow her YouTube channel and doing a good job at that. She had great engagement. So all I had to do is say, hey, I'm going to send you some products. You can talk about them on your channel. You can do whatever you want to do with them. Get creative, get fun. That's one thing about YouTube people, just so you know, they're always looking for video ideas and content ideas. So it makes it almost easy for them. You almost write an episode for them or write a video for them. So all you got to do is send them your product and just kind of work with them on some ideas. Let them kind of do the heavy lifting. And for this particular person that I reached out to, just to give you some details for what you could do, she decided to do a giveaway. She set up the entire giveaway. I didn't have to do anything. I just had to send her the product, give her some ideas. And she says, oh, I got this great idea. I'm going to run with it. And all I had to do was supply her again with the product and then give her the link or the links that I wanted her to put in her description of on the video and give her any coupon codes that I wanted her to mention. So that way people could take advantage of buying the product with a discount or, you know, whatever I wanted to offer. And so I just sent her the product and she was happy to create a video for it, to talk about the product, things like that, share her thoughts on it and tell people how they could get involved in the giveaway and all that kind of cool stuff. So it all went off without a hitch. And the beauty of all this, she did this for $0. She didn't want any compensation for it, which was kind of crazy. And she's just willing to do this for free. So not all are going to be willing to work with you for free. Some have fees for these types of things, okay? So this particular YouTube influencer in my space was willing to do this for free, which was awesome. And on top of that, what she was also going to do is once she cut the video, she was going to start promoting it. She was going to put it in different Facebook groups. She was going to put it all over her social media, things like that. And she was super excited about it. And I know her audience was as well. So the only thing that cost me was a little bit of time and I have to sacrifice a little bit of product. I had to send her some product, and then the people that are going to win her contest or giveaway, I have to send out that product as well. But that's very minimal considering that video will consistently be getting views throughout time. As long as she keeps the video up, people are going to watch it. They're going to look in the description. They're going to click the links to my products or brand or my website. They're going to keep utilizing that coupon code, and over and over and over again, I'm going to get sales from it again, as long as that video is up. Okay. So that's the beauty of it. So if she doesn't take the video down, it's just going to keep going. People are going to keep watching it and clicking. So it's kind of a numbers game. If you keep doing this with a ton of different influencers, you're going to start to notice, your sales are really going to start to jump if you push a lot of traffic through these external sources like YouTube and things like that. So that's what we did for the first. And other influencers on YouTube specifically that I've reached out to and worked with, were also willing to do different things as well. And it might be an unboxing, or it might be just a full review, or it might be they wanted to use my specific product in one of their videos for a practical application. And, they're going to comment on it and tell people where they can get it. As long as I give them the links, the product, the codes, whatever, they'll run with it. So that's the beauty of YouTube. They're really creative people, and they want to obviously, help their audiences out as well. So if a YouTuber's got maybe 50,000, 100,000 subscribers, or maybe even more, who knows? Just think about all those people that are going to potentially see your video as the days and the weeks kind of wear on. So you can really get kind of creative. Again, you don't have to do any of the heavy lifting. You just kind of send them the product. You do the reach out to them, and come up with some ideas, and let them do the work. Now that's YouTube. I love it, and I think you could really also utilize it as well. If you ever go on YouTube, go on to cell phone unboxings, so like iPhone unboxing videos, things like that. That's really popular on YouTube, and it has been for some time. Not to say that you have to have them do an unboxing, but there's also, like I mentioned, giveaways. There's full product reviews. There's all sorts of different types of promotion that you can have them do for you. And typically, the larger the audience they have, the more money they're going to charge you, okay? But not in all cases. It all kind of depends. So just kind of think about that. If you want to budget maybe some money for this in 2017 to really get some exposure, you can definitely do that. Or if you just want to kind of see who's willing to do it for free, you can definitely do that as well. So that is something I definitely recommend. Again, just requires you to sacrifice a little bit of product, a little bit of time. My suggestions, get a spreadsheet for this and keep track of who you're reaching out to. And that way you kind of know what's going on. So that way you're not forgetting who you actually talk to. That's one thing I learned. Just organize it and track it. It's been beneficial for me. And again, this is a numbers game. So if I reach out to 20 YouTube people, and only maybe 3, 4, or 5 respond back, I'm still going to reach out to those other 15, maybe sometime in the future. But I just want to know that the more people I keep reaching out to, the more relationships that I build, the better it's going to be for me, because I might do multiple promotions with them throughout the year and things like that. As I launch new products, I might have a go-to person or a go-to YouTuber that can help me with that. So if I got a really cool new product coming out in 2017, I work with this particular person all the time, I'm just going to have them do an unboxing, and that should be, part of my strategy for driving the sales and the initial traffic to it. So that's how you have to kind of look at this. This is a numbers game. Some people who you reach out to are never going to respond back to you. Maybe they don't care to. Maybe they get hit up for business inquiries all the time, and they just don't have time to deal with you or whatever. Who knows? So that was YouTube, and that's something you can very easily do. Also wanted to mention, since what I learned was that it's kind of a pain in the ass. It takes a lot of time to sit there and filter out people to work with. What I decided to do, if you're not gonna, maybe you could have a virtual assistant do this if you're one of those people. But what you can also utilize is services such as Thomason.com or FameBit.com. I know a lot of you guys might know Thomason.com. or FameBit. They're kind of morphed in almost the same type of thing. It's just a way for you to connect with influencers easily. It saves a lot of time. So you can sign up for these sites for free. And I think they're for free. I haven't been charged. So sign up and you can find people easier. It's kind of like a quick way to network with these influencers, and not just on YouTube. They're all different sorts of platforms. So it might be, they might have Twitter followings. They might have Facebook or Instagram or whatever. And the cool thing is you can put your product up there or whatever and tell people kind of what you're looking for. And they're going to reach out to you then and propose ideas and give you ideas. And then they're going to share with you their audience and show you how they can effectively promote your products and things like that. So it kind of saves you a bunch of time. My experiences with it so far, it's kind of hit and miss. Maybe I just didn't set things up correctly or whatever, but I've been kind of been putting up different product campaigns and trying different things out. Thomason, just in my opinion, hasn't been that great for me so far. So not to take any digs at it or anything, I have to kind of just keep working with it some more. FameBit, actually, when I utilize that, you get a lot of interest, a lot of influencers wanting to work with you. However, you kind of have to filter out a lot of weirdos, a lot of people with not much influence whatsoever. Like, there's a lot of crap that comes with it. And if you kind of peel back all the layers, you'll find some really good influencers, some people that have some pretty mega audiences. And it was kind of funny. Like, here's kind of like this scale that I found just on FameBit alone. You know, I've had dozens and dozens and dozens of people apply that wanted to work with my products and promote it. But I found like kind of like a stupid thing here. But on the bottom end, like, I literally had a girl apply and want to work with me that she just thought it would be cool to create a video for her YouTube channel of herself like smoking weed while unboxing my product. And she thought it would be hilarious. Obviously, she didn't have any, her influence over, like, she didn't have any people interested that would be even interested in my product, but she just thought it would be hilarious. So you got to be prepared for that. Like, that's what I found with FameBit. It's a lot of bullshit. Same thing with Thomason. You're going to have to, like, be prepared to filter through a lot of the crap. But on the flip side of things, you might find that gem that has, like, a huge audience that you're like, wow, like, these people are connected. They might have millions of followers and they're willing to work with you and your brand and your products to help you launch a product, to do a mention, to whatever. And they might have their audience spread out over multiple different platforms. They might have a huge YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, they might have everything. And, you know, they're willing to work with you, obviously, in a lot of cases for money. And if they have the audience, it's definitely going to be worth it in a lot of cases. So on the high end, I actually had a guy that was like a pseudo 1990s like B or C celebrity that I've definitely heard of before. He's not like famous for most people, but I've definitely heard of this guy. He actually applied, wanted to help promote one of my products. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Like, he's not, you know, the biggest of stars, but I've definitely heard of him. You know, he's been big since the 90s in a specific niche. And I was just like, this can't be real. Like, why, how is this guy reaching out to me? But it just goes to show you that influencer marketing is huge right now, especially with people that have millions of followers on their social media, and they can influence these followers. And they often work with like big time brands, like, you know, regular brands that we use in our lives that we think, you know, and use all the time. So they often utilize some of these influencers as well. And it's kind of cool that you have some of the same sort of access that a lot of these big time companies have as well. Like, a specific influencer that reached out to me, she's a singer, a model. She lived in California, so she's following her, you know, California dreams and all that stuff. But she moved to California, but she's got a huge following. She's been in commercials for Facebook, commercials for like big car companies and all this stuff. She's been in movies. I was like, holy crap, like, this is pretty wild. Like, just thinking about the opportunities there. And obviously the bigger they are, the more money they're going to charge. So you have to really see if it's going to work for you. So if you don't really have a budget for it, you might want to just, you can kind of select like how much of a budget you have and kind of filter it that way and work with people. So definitely recommend you checking out those sites as well. And then the last thing I want to mention here is one thing I've had a lot of success with so far, as far as like just the networking part, is just reaching out to bloggers. Okay. So people that just run blogs. So all I did is I went to Google and I typed in top blogs for my niche. So that's all you'd have to do. And usually there's going to be a blog post that somebody created that lists all of, at least in my case, they list all of the top current bloggers for the audience or the niche that I'm in. And all I had to do, let's say there was 20 of them on a page that that specific blogger put together. Like, here's the top 20 blog or bloggers for this niche. I found that right through Google. And all I did is I just went on each page and just looked at their contact information to see if they do any outreach, do they do any promotion or influencer marketing with brands and things like that. Once I determine that, all I do is just reach out. And a lot of times what they'll have is they'll have media kits available and you can request that and it'll just give you their rates or what they're willing to do if they do reviews on your product. And they also have social media followings as well. But the response from bloggers has just been tremendous, like as far as what I found. As far as, I reached out to, let's say, 20 of them, and I got really good responses, and they're really well prepared, and they're really open to working with brands. As long as you're legit and you come off professional and things like that, that's what I found. So I plan on working with a lot of these bloggers that, you know, they'll write up a blog post for you in some, you know, in a lot of cases. Maybe they'll do videos, maybe they'll do whatever, really, but you just kind of have to see what they're open to, what makes sense for their audience. And the beauty of that is, once they put that blog post up as an example, and if they have a good enough following, like, Google's going to obviously rank that post, and they're going to, you know, as long as that post is up there, you're going to constantly get people from that blog post that are going to be driven to your Amazon listing or to your Shopify site. You know, if you have a coupon code in there or some sort of a deal, again, it's just sales coming in day after day, potentially, from these external traffic sources, utilizing, you know, Google in this case, or YouTube, as I mentioned, or Facebook or Instagram. There's so many opportunities out there for you to utilize other people's audiences that they have spent tireless hours over the weeks, months, years building up, okay? So my suggestion, start the networking, okay? Start networking with these people. Send them your products. Send them free products. It's really worth it, okay? Send them that stuff and have them use it. Have them try it out, whatever it might be. Just get on their radar, okay? So whenever you have things you want to promote, if you just want to drive sales in general, if you have some sort of a plan, maybe for an upcoming holiday sale or whatever, again, you're piped into these people already. So just start that process, okay? And you have to really determine what platforms are best for your audience. Like, you need to go where your audiences are. So that's really important. So again, I chose YouTube, as I mentioned, just because I know my audience is there. Yours might not be. It might be on a different platform or whatever. So you have to kind of understand that. So that's just something I wanted to mention off the top of my head. If you have questions, obviously jump in the Facebook group. But my opinion, if you're just starting out, these are the steps. This is where you're going to want to be in the future. If you already have multiple products, these are things that you can easily do. It just takes a little bit of your time. And it takes, in some cases, as I mentioned, you can get this done for free with influencers if they're willing to do it for free. And it just takes maybe you sending a few products out to them, and it could have a very large effect over the long term on the success of your brand and your business. All these sales just pushing into your products from outside of Amazon. So Amazon's going to love you for that. It's a win-win all the way around. You know, if you can make this happen in 2017 going forward, I'd highly recommend you get on this train. So that about does it, guys. I'm not sure when I'll talk to you guys again, but have a happy new year. And best of luck to you for the rest of 2016, headed into 2017 with your private label products business. I will talk to you later. Bye.